Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having a new friend, Bill Driscoll, back on the show. Bill is Robert Half's New England District President. He's the national spokesperson for Robert Half, the company called Robert Half. And he is very much involved in the area as a leader in the local area there in Boston, and he's bringing with him some research that they've conducted. Account Temps, one of the companies of Robert Half Company, conducted some surveys, on people who are having trouble getting unplugged. Right, Bill?
That's right. That's right.
Welcome to the show.
The majority of people, while they are taking vacation, are not fully disconnected from the office while they're on vacation.
So remind people about Robert Half.
So Robert Half, we're the world's largest specialized staffing firm. So we have the company Account Temps, which does temporary placement for accountants in all levels of accounting. We do permanent placement, all levels of accounting. And then we also do technology and administrative placement through our office team and Robert Half Technology Division.
Right. And then, of course, Account Temps is part of that. So you guys wanted to find out what people were doing, if they were able to unplug on vacation. Of course, around here, our first question is, can you even take a vacation this year? And, you know, it's hard. A lot of small business owners would say, I worry about unplugging on vacation when I get to take a vacation.
That's right. I think, you know, one of the things you find in the survey, I've looked at this quite a bit in a number of years. I think the good news is with the technology that we have, whether it's tablets or our iPhones or what have you, the good news is you can work from anywhere. The bad news is work goes with you everywhere. So it's very, very hard to unplug, you know?
It's almost impossible to unplug because you've got this magic wand in your pocket that's giving you your email, your social media, your texts, you're getting alerts from your broker, brokerage house. You're getting alerts from your news feeds. it's almost impossible to unplug. You know, God forbid you want to wait and go home and watch a ball game that's taped. If you do that, you better turn your phone off because you're going to get all kinds of alerts that who won and who didn't, you know, who lost and all that kind of thing. So, but it's the truth. And of course, that's not even that's just the regular stuff. That's not even counting your own inability to unplug. I mean, it's the world is against you, isn't it, in this area?
That's absolutely right. In fact, that is funny about the ball game. I think it might be harder to do that than it is to unplug work. but no, actually, and we see that a little bit in the demographic numbers, because some of our older respondents to the survey actually were better at unplugging. And we do think technology is one of those reasons, because number one, they may not be as tied into their tablets and their iPhones as millennials are, and so they might be more able to disconnect physically, like make the choice to disconnect from their phones and not stare at it. Whereas millennials, you know, obviously tend to have it in their hands most of the time, and
right.
It's hard not to see the work stuff come in.
We also have, from a small business standpoint, we have our customers, you know, who are pinging us, and they, you know, I mean, I find myself doing more business in the office on my cell phone.
Right.
And so that means, you know, so they're calling me. It doesn't matter where I am. They have no idea where I am. Maybe I'm in my office. Maybe I'm not. It doesn't matter. They don't care. And so so that's part of the problem. But you actually had an increase, didn't you, from the last survey this time? In the inability
in terms of people that could not disconnect. Yes. Yeah. Yep. There was a slight increase. I don't have the exact percentage right here in front of me, but yes, which is troubling because the good news is people were willing to take slightly more vacation time, but less likely to disconnect.
Right. Well, and you know, in some ways, and you alluded to it a minute ago, but I'm going to go a little bit deeper in the paradox that you mentioned a minute ago about. The good news is you can take it with you. The bad news is you're taking it with you. But in some ways, it actually allows you to maybe if you can get in the right frame of mind and partition when the news comes in some ways it can actually allow you to maybe take off a little more time. What don't you think? I mean, if you can say, okay, I can even if I'm going to be gone an extra couple of days. At least I can check in and make sure things aren't melting down. What do you think?
I think so. I mean, I definitely think so. And I think that it's the world that we live in as it relates to flexibility and work-life balance. And I don't know what traffic is like in your part of the world, but in our part of the world, it's terrible.
Right.
And so the whole kind of working on Fridays or – you know, working more flex hours, you know, so not exactly vacation, but it blends into vacation time too, in terms of your ability to, you know, not have to, you know, be kind of in a rigid, regimented way. So yes, if when you're on vacation, if you can, you know, if you can kind of get there with yourself in terms of delegating, communicating with your boss, communicating with your coworkers, having others, work on projects. Now, sometimes, like you said, you've referred to small business owners several times. I mean, you know, that's probably more of a whatever it takes environment, but hopefully there's a partner or somebody that can help there too, so that people can get a break because it's important.
Well, that's a training thing that happens before you leave. You say, okay, this is DEFCON 5, this is DEFCON 3, this is DEFCON 1. You know, you can call me at DEFCON 3.
That's exactly right.
You can call me at DEFCON 3, but I'm not coming home unless it's DEFCON 1. And so, you know, you have to do some training there. We're going to come back and see if Bill's got some suggestions on how we can do a better job of unplugging and disconnecting when we take a couple of days off, maybe even a week. It's almost 9 after, almost 20 after, I should say. I'm Jim Blass again. Bill Driscoll is our guest. He's with Robert Half.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.